Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And now, direct from NBC's Today Show and soon to be in Lake Michigan, let's say good morning to Al Roker. Hi, Al.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm warmer than you will be on March 1st, Sunday, when you do the polar plunge. This is the second time you've done this, right?
Yeah, it is. I did it a few years ago. Dylan Dreyer and I and Lady Gaga did the polar plunge, and it wasn't, you know, it was one of those things where they had to, you know, they had to cut a channel in the ice for us to go out there. I know there's not a lot of ice on Lake Michigan, but probably by shore there is. So it'll be plenty chilly for us.
Yeah. Well, the good news is Sunday it should get up into the 50s. However, when you're in the water at about 10 in the morning, it's not going to be that warm. And the water temperature currently, Lake Michigan, 35.
34, 35.
Yeah.
34, 35. Yeah. This is the prime example of being able to use the George Costanza, tell her about the shrinkage, Jerry.
Yeah. By the way, in a few minutes, I want to ask you about Jerry Seinfeld, your former college classmate, but back to the polar plunge. This is the 20th anniversary, and they'll get maybe about 4,500 people this year, and the important thing, $2 million to assist Special Olympics athletes. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very special. My son is actually a Special Olympian. His specialty is swimming, and so when they asked me to do this, I obviously said yes. I also tricked Craig Melvin into doing it as well. I don't think he realized when this was happening. I think he just thought it was, you know, a dip at Lake Michigan. I didn't tell him the name of the event. So when he found out, because he had already committed, he's a stand-up guy, so he's coming. But what do you say? Yeah, what are you going to do?
MSNBC's Craig Melvin will be there, too. I think what happened here, Al Roker, is you said, do you want to be in the polar plunge? He thought he heard you say the solar plunge and was expecting to be here in July or August. That's probably what happened.
And, you know, all of us Today Show folk stick together and support each other. Savannah was going to do it, but she had a previous commitment, which was anything. She's sitting right next to me. We're in between breaks right now. She's not crazy. In between breaks right now. You know, we're in Orlando, although it's a little chilly here. It's only in the low 40s. Carson Daly's here too, so it's, we're having a good time.
Carson Daly, by the way, is he the tallest man at NBC?
I don't think so. Craig's pretty tall. Savannah's about as tall as Carson, I think. Carson's a giant. Carson's a mini giant.
Tell Carson
he's
that
a giant with stunted growth.
Tell Carson I love watching him on MTV Total Request Live. It's fantastic.
Okay, I will. It's a little time warp.
How is Savannah's eye, by the way? Is she okay?
Savannah's eye is doing okay. She's, you know, it's a work in progress. But, you know, she's a trooper. She just keeps coming in and hanging out. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like we're this weird, dysfunctional family that loves each other. And you know, we share all of our issues and maladies and all this stuff with America, whether America wants to know or not.
Well,
you know,
we just
tell them.
We feel like we know you.
Savannah just said, I should tell you about my rash.
Yeah, we want to hear about that. Does Savannah ever want to borrow your colored glasses, Al?
Actually, Savannah has a pair of my colored glasses. She does. She's got two of them. So I think pink and blue.
Yeah.
So we are trendsetters here on Today.
By the way, have you been in Chicago much over the years outside of the last time you were here for the polar plunge?
Oh gosh, yeah, I'm in Chicago all the time. I love Chicago. I saw Hamilton there several times, and the great Miguel is coming to New York to play the lead role. And, you know, so, yeah, I adore Chicago. I have a very good friend there, a guy named John Harris, who works for ConAgra.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chief marketing guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. In fact, I think John is going to do the polar plunge with me. He tried to use, he said, I think I have a cardiac condition, so I don't think I can do it, but his cardiologist said it's okay.
Yeah, a likely story. Continuing our conversation with NBC's Al Roker from the Today Show into Lake Michigan for the polar plunge coming up this Sunday, along with his colleague from MSNBC, Craig Melvin. Al, since you started in the morning, television at that time has grown so much. What have you noticed mostly since your early days on Today about the job?
Well, what I have noticed is that morning television really is the growth time period for TV, especially local TV. Look at like WMAQ and all the local stations there. They start at like 4 a.m. now, and are doing 3 hours of morning television before we even start. You know, obviously, the Today Show franchise has expanded from 2 hours to now 4 hours. So, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, people are at their most vulnerable when they watch morning TV, and I think they welcome us into their homes when they're getting ready for work. They're doing all this stuff, but I think you've also seen, and no disrespect to Lester Holt or any of the folks who do the evening news, I think the morning news is now in a way the newscast of record, because people want to know in a concise way what happened when they went to bed, and we still, even though people check their phones, I think they turn to us not only because they know us, but because they get context. So I think the morning time period has taken on a bigger and bigger role.
Now, also, people are looking at Netflix or DVR programs at night now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And that's the one great thing about our show is that, you know, whereas everybody's watching when they want, you know, different entertainment shows, people tend to still watch the Today Show when it airs from 7 to 11 a.m. Now, they may not sit and watch the whole thing, but, you know, that's where they are. And so it's still one of those programs that are kind of like, I'm still always stunned when young people come up to me and go, oh, I watch you every morning, or I watch with my mom and dad. And that's a real, you know, people coming up to me and say, I've grown up watching you, which is a little depressing, but it's a great honor.
Yeah, it does feel good. WGN-TV does very well in the morning here. In fact, I don't know if Savannah is still with you right there, but you may want to tell her she can occasionally say, thank you very much, Larry and Robin, and, you know, who anchor the Channel 9 news in the morning, and that'll throw people off. It'll get people talking about the Today Show more.
It would, but it would also, unfortunately, tick off our friends at WMAQ, where we don't want to do that because they're one of our great owned and operated stations.
Sorry, I forgot about that. All right, let's go back in Al Roker history a little bit. You went to college with Jerry Seinfeld. Did he walk around back then saying, what's the deal with the school cafeteria? What was he like?
You know, it's interesting. I won't say serious, but he was really one of these people who took his craft seriously. And so he was always working on jokes and stuff like that. You know, he's just a terrific guy, you know.
And where was that again?
That was SUNY Oswego. You know, eventually he had to, he left after sophomore year because if he wanted to apply his craft, he needed to be near New York. And so, he left after sophomore year, and I haven't heard. Do you know what became of him? Because I really lost track.
We're trying to find out. We've got our Where Are They Now reporters on that. Al Roker's new book is called You Look So Much Better in Person, True Stories of Absurdity and Success. It's a great title. So is this book basically essays and life lessons, Al?
Yeah, just what I've, you know, working more than 40 years, I just, you know, decided to, you know, it's not a, like, oh, here's what you should do. It's just things that I've kind of learned, working in this business. And, it's stuff that I've learned, and hopefully it can help anybody picking it up and reading it.
I see you often on nightly news when there's a bad storm, and this winter it seems like that's about every other night. Where do you find the time to do things like write a book when you're working mornings and nights some days?
You know, first of all, I've been working with a great co-author named Paula Vitale, who takes a lot of my ramblings and idiocy and kind of distills it down so that it makes some sense. But, you know, you find time. Like, you know, when I was, I fly a lot. So a lot of times I'm just working, you know, while I'm sick on the plane, instead of watching a bad movie, I can, you know, I can write a couple of chapters.
When you were a kid, did you always think, I'd like to be in broadcasting?
I wanted to be in broadcasting. I didn't want to be on TV. I wanted to be a writer or a producer. I had zero intentions of ever being on television, nor did I even think I would be on TV.
And now when people run into you, outside of the weather, is what you get mostly questions about your colored glasses?
No, it's mostly about what time do you get up.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
And what time do you go to bed, which is kind of interesting,
yeah.
I think.
We get that here, too, a lot.
I bet you do.
But the
good news is for you guys is you don't have to wear makeup or you know, get dressed up. I mean, I know you like to wear makeup.
When I'm off the air, that's right.
Exactly.
And I remember working years ago at Channel 2 here, and my desk in the newsroom was next to John Coughlin's, who did weather here for many years. I used to hear John sort of hanging up on people who were calling him, asking him weather questions. And I know for him, it really bugged him when everybody asked him about the weather. How do you deal with that?
Listen, this is not to mock anybody, but that's kind of our job. And if people are asking you that stuff, that means they watch you and obviously respect you. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it. My biggest problem is with my own family, because I will, you know, they'll ask me what the weather is, and my wife will say, well, you know, they say, you know, like, what are you talking? I'm they. Why are you? Well, then if you don't believe it, why are you even asking me? You know, but otherwise, I'm fine with folks doing that. It's when they don't ask or they stop asking that you're in trouble.
Yeah, you bet. Al Roker, he's plunging into the lake to help the Special Olympics athletes and the Polar
thank
Plunge.
Thank you for clarifying that.
It's the 20th anniversary of the Chicago Polar Plunge. And, of course, you can see Al on NBC5 here on the Today Show. Say hello to my old boss and yours now, Mr. Lack, there, will you, Al?
I sure will.
And always good catching up with you. I know you love food like we all do. You've done shows on food, and no better food than here in Chicago.
Chicago is just the food town. I love Chicago.
All right, well, come back again after you thaw out, okay,
you got it.
After Sunday.
All right, Bob.